Apple.
So I spend my time with life.
But I'm extremely grateful
for our host, Siddharananda, and his good Bhakti Radhika, who has given us this wonderful space to use for our healing program. I'm very delighted with Siddharananda Prabhu. We are within only, it takes us 15 seconds and we are deeply immersed in the ocean of transcendental philosophy. I'm also very happy to see Shani, who is giving pleasure to our hearts since many years. Very nice that you could come. Welcome. And all other devotees. So thank you very much. It is, let us say, a great occasion for celebration when devotees on the path of Krishna consciousness come together and talk about staying together. That is very, very wonderful, and I'm most honored to be here. And I think I found something so nice to share with you, so exciting, that I'm myself very eager to go deep into the subject matter. But I could well spend a little bit more time to just say how grateful I am that we can have this program. And we have it a little bit amongst like-minded people. We have, it's not a public program as such, but it is for nourishing us. So please join me. In one of my last conversations with Naveen Krishna, we went a little bit into the possibilities which Pandava Sena offers to its members, and we listed them and came up with quite an inspiring list. In one of the different items, let me say, it has always been the maybe one of the greatest concerns of the Pandava Sena leadership to provide an environment in which all those who took up the path of Krishna consciousness, even in a little way, feel nourished, sheltered, and also have a vision of the future in which they can find themselves. During the Pandava Sena mentorship in Buckland Hall, which I understand some of you will be attending, there will be a lot of discussion about the future and the various very exciting plans which will make some of us so enthusiastic, and others of us will faint into the Dandavat position, knowing of this is possible only by Krishna's mercy. So we will talk about this there, but here I do not wish to take this subject deep, the future, but what I wish to say is very, very, very important in this plan is the idea, it's the seed of everything, that there should be a future for everyone in Krishna consciousness. Because, you know, we should be at the time when we leave this body ready to join Lord Krishna in the eternal spiritual world. So there must be a lifelong program of Krishna consciousness, not just a youth program, something which we did when we were young and in Germany you say young and foolish, but in Great Britain you would say young and enthusiastic, maybe. So in this address this evening, I would like to touch upon a subject matter which I feel is something which is necessary if you want to plan your life in Krishna consciousness and for all the time. And this is the, let me say, the gift which the Lord has given to the jiva to always have the opportunity for choices, and obviously in our circle I'm referring to enlightened choices, to choices which will bring us out of the momentary dark periods or difficult phases in our life bring us back to a life of enthusiastic and inspired Krishna consciousness. It is never right, never appropriate to say, wow, I'm now a victim to circumstances. I would like to start my own reflections on this with a personal story where I could see that indeed, even in the most difficult external circumstances, I personally had the choice to change everything around. It was in the year, in the 80s, then there was a big war in the Balkans. It was because the confederation, which had been pasted together, plastered together by General Tito, was breaking apart, and many states declared their independence from Serbia, where the government of Yugoslavia was situated. And the only response which the government had at that time was to bring the army, the national army, into those states which broke away from the confederation. So there was what you call a brother war, a war between people who spoke the same languages, and it was very cruel and very traumatic. Now, because I had preached in all these states which were glued together in this confederation called Yugoslavia, means the joint Slavia, Yugo, yoga. Because I had preached in all the states, I thought, let me now be there and continue. We had been very successful. We had given programs where in the evening, yeah, these were not the super, this is a small country. We had like 7,000 people who came to our programs. We had our own preaching section. There was the Nityananda preaching group. And we were very well known because we had invited the local talents, means even non-devotional talents, to come for the bhajan part and lent us the musical support. So it was, we had filtered into the society because these people brought all their followings to our concerts. And it was so big that even the presidents came to the cultural evening with Nityananda. So everything broke apart when Tito died, and there was this brother born. I remember still one scene which I want to share with you, which was really something, quite something. I've maybe shared this with Shruti and Pranabandhu in the past, because it was one of my biggest discoveries in my spiritual life. I had finished a big tour in Serbia, Bosnia, Croatia. It was now in the last of the states, Slovenia. I had given a program in a town called Novo Mesto, and then wanted to drive after the program on the autobahn to Ljubljana, where the main and biggest program would take place in a rented hall. And it was a summer evening, the sun was still up at 9:30, 10 o'clock, the program was finished, and I was in our blue car driving down the autobahn, when I noticed there was a line of tanks on the right side. And we passed these tanks, and all of a sudden I saw I was part of a military invasion. The Serbs were coming into Slovenia, wanted to capture the capital town, Ljubljana. Oops, have you ever been in a war next to tanks? It's a bad energy. So I was there. I greeted the soldiers. They didn't greet back. They were most probably asking, what is he doing amongst the tanks? But I needed to use the Autobahn, same Autobahn, to come to Ljubljana. And I arrived that evening at the temple, which was deserted, because there were news on the TV that the Serbs had announced the main aggression for the next day, and people started to leave the town. The airplanes started to arrive, and everyone was recommended, if you can leave the town, do leave the town. The devotees who were still there to receive me asked, what do you want to do, Maharaj? And in a, you know, we were young, nothing was impossible at that time. I said, I will stay and give the program. With whom? With whoever is courageous enough to be next to me. Okay, Maharaj wanted to give the program, we can't leave him alone. He's a man of Prabhupada, maybe we should support him. I gathered a group of devotees together. We went, but as we went in the next evening on the street to go into the hall, helicopters started to assemble and shoot down at the passengers, not to kill them, but 1 meter next to them. I remember how the tarmac from the streets just fell on our dhotis. And the Matajis were carrying the pasharam, calling, and there was an announcement, all civilians, you need to go into shelter, take shelter, take cover quick. So we ran into the hall, and I started to have doubts if my decision was right. We started the program with bhajans, and in the midst of the bhajans, the campaign started, the military campaign started. We could see there were huge windows, it was a big hall, but they started from the floor like these windows and went all the way up to the ceiling, and we could see people were hit and went down, coloring the floor with their heart's blood, and then these hand grenades came. Have you ever been next to a hand grenade when it explodes and the shells came? And it's you, my dear devotees, when you're next to this, it gets on your solar plexus, the vibration. It's worse than going to the dentist. And you really get fear. It's really fear, just naked existential fear, and we had to stop the program. The it's screaming, and commandos, where, how to attack. I saw it all live just outside of the window, so then the windows broke because of the shells. It came down, raining glass on us. We just ran under this massive, huge stage to take shelter so that we would not be heard and seen. And after some time, the war raged in another part of the town. And I went out and I called everyone out. And I said, I think we have the choice what to do now. Whoever wants to go home, it's dangerous, there's war in the town, I think better we stay here, and we have the choice, let us enter the deep ocean of transcendental sound meditation. It was a public program. And we checked. The electricity was still there. We had a wonderful sound, amplification. And we did kirtan, a long kirtan. Then I gave lecture. I had an original title prepared. Don't know what it was, but I was changing into, I called my lecture, On the Lake of Death. You remember where Yudhishthira answers the questions of the Yaksha. No need to go into detail here. And gave the lecture. I gave a short lecture because there was anxiety in the air. And then I said, I can see there's anxiety in the air. I'm also not entirely free from this. But let us chant again. And my dear devotees, the people understood, we had made a conscious choice to take to the chanting of the holy name. All the fear disappeared from the hall. It became a hall of happiness. No one was hurt in any way. And after this, eight people, very qualified people, amongst them an opera singer, still remember, joined the movement because they had seen by choosing spiritual response over material response, in this case, singing and not fearing or running, everything had changed. It was so tangible. No one needed a proof. It was before a hall of deep anxiety had turned into a hall of happiness, of fearlessness, of understanding of spiritual subjects. And this convinced me. If I would not have done the choice of going nevertheless into Ljubljana, although there were tanks, if I would not have made the choice, I will take shelter in Krishna. Wars anyways dangerous, at home or not at home. When they bomb a whole section of town, and you know, it gets on the, or even on your innocent Hare Krishna head. You know, the bombs fall everywhere. I decided, let me take shelter in Krishna, and let me try to spread Krishna consciousness, even in such, let me say, unlikely circumstances. And since that time, I have seen in my life, whatever is the circumstances, we can always take shelter in Krishna. You cannot always find relief, but you can always find shelter. What do I mean with this? When we are tired, we find relief when we sleep. When we are hungry, we find relief when we eat. When we are lonely, we find relief in good company. And so on and so forth. But my dear devotees, you will be hungry again. You will be tired again. You will be bored and lonely again. You will die again. That is also coming. It is something. But when you have found shelter, that is good in all circumstances. And that is helping you to survive all circumstances. Relief work is sometimes patchwork. It cannot address the real problem, and the real problem resurface again. Shelter, or finding shelter, solves the problems of material existence, of which the fear problem, or in modern language, the insecurity, do you know what that is? Of course, everyone knows, is one underlying problem. Shelter solves it all. The process of looking for shelter is called in Sanskrit Sharanagati, as you know well. Sharan means shelter, and gati means to move forward towards your shelter. We do in spiritual the process of Sharanagati. Let me just look here. Yeah. I want to go now into something, a point which has to do with you always have a choice. Again, I want to share something very personally. a little while ago, two weeks ago, I was still working on the Vedic way, and I had to fulfill three deadlines at once. And I was under stress, the monster stress was getting me, really, sincerely. And I felt, how can you write like this spiritually? It will kill your good ideas and inspiration. And at that time I remembered I had read in my youth a statement of Leonardo da Vinci. He is a painter and an intellectual who some say was the father of the Renaissance. Anyways, no need to go into all these details. He wrote, from time to time, step back. Look anew, and you may see everything in a new perspective. He was talking as a painter who is engrossed in painting. When it's too close, the painting, he cannot see perspective and detail, a lack of harmony maybe, or work which is not necessary. But the moment you step back from a painting, you see, oops, the arm is too close to the chest or to the neck. Ooh, the perspective, the proportions are wrong. Oh, look at these colors, they don't match. They are out of harmony. You also see this part of the painting which I started is not really supporting the overall composition. I better cross it out. My dear devotees, my dear everyone, are we not something like painters on the painting of our life? Where we try to make something beautiful, something which suits our purposes, our goal. But just like a painter who maybe has his nose too close and can't see, we sometimes become blind and we overlook where something in our life lacks proportion, where something in our life is not in harmony with our overall purpose, where something in our life leads into a way and into a life which doesn't really fit to the painting of our life. We need to cross that out as quick as possible before it develops into something which has a self-defeating dynamics, you know. Step back from time to time, from your own life. Look from a new perspective. You have always the choice to do that. Look from the distance to the details and see, oops, here it really, my life lacks purpose. Here, what I do here is so out of proportion to what is the real purpose of my life. And like a painter who steps back, go back with a new perspective on your life, discovering something which is missing at the moment, which needs improvement, which needs your greater attention, and your life or the painting of your life will become what you originally wanted it to be and what it is meant to be, a life full of happiness that is never exhausted. I just read recently Prabhupada's statement. We want to give people a happiness that is never exhausted. That's our purpose. What a nice definition, isn't it? A happiness which is not exhausted. And that's something spiritual. Material things are always exhausted. You can build the best building. After some time, your satisfaction with the building is going to be exhausted. You can have successes in, you know, I'm at the moment concerned about dentistry, about I found a good dentist in London. Yes. advised me very soothingly and very inspiringly. You can be good in your career, but after some time you will hit the limitations which are there in everything you do materially. Why is it there? Simply because you are a soul. You yourself are part of God, and you cannot be satisfied with material things, no matter how you try, and no matter what novel combinations of material plan you devise with the help of your with coaches who help you and so on. The soul looks for the unlimited spiritual sky. It wants a loving relationship with Krishna, with God, which is never to be exhausted. And by doing this simple method of stepping back and looking at your life from a new perspective, a new distance, by allowing yourself this vision, you will see where it lacks something in your life, and you will be able to improve and correct it. This morning I talked with a wonderful devotee. I said I want to give a lecture to the alumni, which they don't forget so quickly, and I need to give them something practical. I want to talk about this painting example. Can we please discuss ideas back and forth? And we did so. We are a good think tank. It goes quite well with the two of us. And we came up with something which I discovered really in Srila Prabhupada. What you need to find concretely as you step back from your life and look, you can do it in a nature walk, you can do this stepping back alone, or you can do it with the help of a close and nearby friend with whom you talk about life. You can ask your spiritual master to help you, but you need to look from a fresh perspective to discover what you miss out. There are very various ways, but what do you want to get from this discussion? First of all, a vision for your life and Krishna consciousness. How does this work? When I thought this vision was really all which Prabhupada had when he came to the United States and started his movement. It's such a wonderful story. My favorite story from the old time is when Prabhupada was alone in Central Park on a bench. It was snow. Do you know the winter of New York? It's so absolutely depressive and cold and dark, and the wind howls between in the city jungle. So Prabhupada sat on the bench. He said at that time he would sometimes go with the subway from end station to end station. He wanted to see what is America like and so on. And he was all alone, really. There were some hippies who were not really helpful, who knew him. But he was there sitting alone, and another man, lonely man, sat next to him, and after some time he looked over and saw Prabhupada in his dhoti and his pointed plastic shoes, and asked, "Are you from India?" To start a conversation, Prabhupada said, "Yes." "Why have you come here?" "Yes, I'm here on the order of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Our order is that, have you achieved something?" "Yes," said Prabhupada. "We have temples, we have farms, we have schools for our young children, many, many books." "Oh, so interesting," said the man.
moved a little closer from over this direction.
Can we visit the temple and read the book? Prabhupada said, soon, only a little time is separating us.
Soon, very soon.
He was all alone. No money. No contacts. But so very soon, it's just now coming out. He had a vision. Something which inspired him. Which carried him through the heartbreaking New York winter. And much more which was there. He had a divine vision. Something which was aligned with his heart. Which he wanted. My dear devotees, when your shraddha, your faith goes down. Shraddha, faith is the basis of a vision. It's our Sanskrit word for saying shraddha. We have a shraddha in something transcendental, spiritual. When that goes down, you are lost. Hare Krishna. Repair, never allow that your shraddha fails you. Go to shraddhavan. Janahe, people who have shraddha, who have faith, who can help you to do necessary repairs in your shraddha. Because then you can have a very, very nice vision and you can go even through the English winter. Hare Krishna is also similarly quite something. You can go through disappointments, health problems, marriage problems. I hear this is also there in England. And anything, no problem. When the shraddha is there, the faith is there, then it's very good, very good. Then, in my discussion with my Krishna conscious devotee friend, I was also saying, we were saying, then you need something to act upon your shraddha. And Pandava Sena, I'm really awed and inspired by the leadership, is really thinking about how to create circumstances where you can prosper and also earn the Lakshmi which is necessary for paying rent and paying for the needs of the children in terms of insurance, etc., etc. Opportunities which are giving you something to do, because so many people are in jobs that, I do not know proper English, so I will say something which, you know, that suck. that's a slang. Slang. No. I don't like slang, but I don't know better words. Which discourage us. Where we are with the wrong association. Where we become again covered a little bit by the material energy, where the it's discouraging, and therefore the leadership of Pandavasena is really looking out. And not everyone is a teacher in Avanti. Not everyone can be working in an OM restaurant. That's a new plan. Lots of opportunities need to be created. And so maybe we need to create a branch which creates films and movies for Abhishek. Something, anything, you know. I don't know if there's Krishna conscious dentistry, but His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj saw there are many doctors coming, so he made this wonderful hospital in Mumbai. You know, that is, he's also thinking like this. All leaders think like this. So that it, you don't your shraddha in Krishna consciousness and your vision, which is a byproduct, needs a practical outlet, something like a strategy. And finally, and I really want to say this, my dear devotees, when you step back and you wish to attain something so wonderful as a life in Krishna consciousness, you need to translate this into small steps which you do every day. That is the things which you do in your relationship to Krishna. Your sadhana, your spiritual practice, your, let us call it, a ritual which you do every day without fail. Because it is from here, from your own spiritual practice, where you enter into a relationship with Krishna. And then when the Lord accepts you as a sincere and serious servant, he has promised he will take care of his devotees. No, you know this verse, Ananyas Chintayantumam Dejana Paripasati, no? That those who are engaged in my service without distraction, I carry what they need and I maintain what they have. This daily practice, which is something which the world will not see, it's only something which Krishna sees. We called it the roots in our tree of life. I once gave an alumni program called the Tree of Life, and we have done many Tree of Life seminars now. The roots of a tree, the roots of your existence, no one sees. When you go outside into this garden, you look at the nice trees, the roots are hidden away from your view. But without them, the whole tree would not stand and would not grow. So these roots of your life, the roots of your existence, the spiritual practice, the daily ritual, so important. Everything changes for the better for them. Good. You always have the choice to come back to these three things. Your shraddha, your practical, how you live in this life and make changes in your life. And finally, your spiritual practice, which is the root of everything else in Krishna consciousness. You always have the choice in war, in strife, in terminal illness, in desperation. You can come back because you are born with this gift of the Lord, the ability of choice. It's called in Sanskrit Svatantra Ratna. Ratna means jewel, and Svatantra, Sva means one's own, Tantra means independent choice. You do have this. It's given with the soul. You can never abort this. No one can kidnap this. No one can take it away from you. It's always with you at every moment of the day. This is there. I want to end my program and then ask for a few questions. Then I want to sing with you. After all, I'm a member of the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band. Let's sing something. My dear devotees, I want to tell you about an individual who did the choice under the most difficult circumstances you can imagine. I'm speaking of Hanumanji. There were many moments in the battle for Sita on Lankin ground where everything looked dismal. For instance, when Indrajit had shot from his snake arrows and felled Ram and Sita, Ram and Lakshman, I'm sorry, they were felled. The felled means they were leveled to the ground. There was some little consciousness, but they were bleeding from many wounds, and there were snakes coiling around them. Everything seemed to be lost. But there was no problem greater than Bhashmalochan. Bhashmalochan was the biggest problem. Bhashmalochan, it happened on one of these days The monkey army waited under the guidance of Lord Ram for the soldiers from Lanka and the generals to march out of the town. They were in good spirits because Kumbhakarna, the greatest danger, had been killed the day before. He was no longer a danger. And they were very confident, especially when they saw a figure coming out of the gates of the capital. And immediately afterwards, the gates closed.
Now Ravan has only one man.
He has lost his courage. This man was walking towards them. He was alone, and he was blindfolded with a leather band over his eyes. An easy opponent, the monkeys thought, until they saw that behind the leather band, there was this, and the eyes were glowing. And they thought, oh no, we thought it's a mystical figure. We thought he was not existing. This is Bhajpalocha! And they started to run. As they were running, the man was just, he was a tall-sized man, removing the blindfold, and his eyes began to glare like dangerous suns. And wherever he threw his glance, immediately there was the stench of burning flesh, and the monkeys were transformed into ashes. Bhasma means ashes, and Locha means vision or seeing. This was Bhasma Locha. Wherever he would glance, everything would turn into ashes. The monkeys ran away. No, first they took cover behind rocks. Legs. Then they saw a strange thing. Hanumanji was fleeing.
If Hanuman flees, then we have no chance.
They looked at Lakshman. Lakshman had seen before the Bhasma Lochan removed his blindfold that Ram was discussing something with Hanuman. And he knew everything will be all right because Ram looked serene and happy, like always. And Hanuman nodded his hand. But now Hanuman was fleeing. Then they saw he was fleeing. In what direction was he fleeing? He was fleeing into the capital, running into the capital, taking shelter. And a moment later, as the army was just burning. I mean, the losses were incredibly strong because Bhasma Lochan was acting. And moments later, they saw how Hanuman came flying out of Lanka. With one hand, he navigated the way. On his tail, there was an iron plank or something, and his hand was also grabbing it. He had turned into a flying transporter. There was a heavy plane. He landed behind Bhasma Lochan, and then with his tail, very strong tail as we all know, he took that iron plank and placed it before Bhasma Lochan. And Bhasma Lochan screamed and turned into a heap of ashes. It had happened. Hanuman, on the instruction of Ram, had brought a mirror. And Bhasma Lochan had seen himself in the mirror and burned himself. You always have the choice. Even when things look very bitter, when things look very bad, when there are obstacles which you see before you which you think are insurmountable. But the best choice is when you take counsel at the lotus feet of Ram or Krishna. Therefore, what I wanted to take, these are takeaways for you, is I would I would like to request you to take a step back from your life. Look at your life afresh, wherever you are. I'm not so special, but whatever you are, look back, look at your life. Is that the ideal picture as of yet? Are there still maybe a few strokes you would like to add? Are you, there a few proportions you need to correct? You will develop something that is a vision, which is based on a shraddha, on your faith that it is possible. Impossible is really, Prabhupada used to say this, a word which does not exist for people under the shelter of Krishna. No? Then you should see, is there something which you need to, in order to implement the vision? Or is there, and then third is, can you do a ritual? I want to tell you something about my life, a secret which no one should know about Sachinandan Swami. I have deep faith in chanting. I know that this is what Mahaprabhu said, but I'm riding at the moment so much on the way. My free time goes into the manifesting this life school, because I feel it's Prabhupada's wish in me to produce a systematic training in Krishna consciousness, which takes into account all the needs which an individual has, not just the philosophical need. That is covered very nicely in our in what we do. But because of this, my relationship to the holy name is not what I wish it to be. Yes, I know many of you think I'm the holy name, and I do like it, I have faith, but it could be more. And my name is Sachinanda Dasa, the servant of Lord Chaitanya. I have now a sannyas name, but Sachinanda is maintained. And I want to do more kirtan, do more chanting of the holy name. I've written a book where I really feel I could give now to the world what I have seen. It's called The Living Name. It will come out after Gopuni, right here. When I'm a little finished life school, then I will put more into chanting. You will see me singing more and dancing more, and so on. But already now I work towards it by improving my chanting, reading literature about how I can chant more and enter more into the holy name. It's an example of the three steps which I suggest to each one of you. Where is your vision in which you have faith? What can you, what is your strategy? How will you fulfill it? And what is the small things which you do already now which bring about the big thing which you will do? About small steps, I heard from Ganeshyam Priya a video. Ganeshyam Priya is one of my very good, interesting speakers. He said, people overestimate what they can do in a month, but they totally underestimate what they can do in a period of years. He said like this. Because when you do these small steps, wow, your whole life changes. Hare Krishna. Everything can be changed, even Bhashma Loja. I think we are all sometimes under Bhashma Lochan. He is called Shani, or Shani means is a Braj way of saying Saturn. How do you say that? There's a face which comes.
Saturn.
Yeah, Saturn. Yeah. The face comes to everyone. What is Sadi Sati, or what is it called?
Sarasati.
Once again?
Sarasati.
Sarasati. Sarasati, yes. We all are. And that is like under being under the control of Bhashma Lochan. No problem. There is a spiritual solution to everything. Solution. I have come to the conclusion of my program. Please, my dear alumni, please, my dear young and old Pandava Senas, think about your choices which you can do. I want to end with a little simple exercise. It will be a sharing exercise. I will request you to go to a friend. I will share with Sundarananda, the host. Yeah. So get already prepared, Sundarananda. So I would like to now do a little exercise where you can apply what you have just now heard. And then after it, it will be a little bit thought-provoking. You will have to think a little bit. I will request you to turn to your neighbor. Or if you feel your neighbor hates you, I'm joking, I know this is not there. If you feel, no, I want to talk to someone who's a little close to me, you can pick out that close person. And then I will request you to share what you came up with, because they will benefit from you and you will benefit from them. Are you ready? Practical application. Yashoda Rani, ready? Yashoda Rani? No? Yashomati Rani? I thought I know the sister of Radhika Ranjan. Ready? Good. I will not ask you to close the eyes, because Londoners fall asleep when they are requested to close the eyes. I request you to sit tall. We will take a few deep breaths. On an inhale, our stomach will protrude, come out a little. On an exhale, it will sink. You breathe in, breathe relaxed in. Classes, do you go in the morning out and distribution. A typical day. Look at the painting of your life as it is now. The afternoon. Where will you be at the afternoon? What will you do? The evening. Who are the people who are with you in the evening? Maybe friends, family, temples. When you go to the temple, which I understand is a part of all of our lives, and we take darshan, who is on the altar on our left side? See. On the right side, altar. Look now at your spiritual practice. I mean, the things you do alone, like japa, you may chant with many, but you address the Lord in your own voice. Or kirtan with many. Go also for the moment to the places you like most. The Holy Dham, maybe Mayapur, the Ganga, Vrindavan, Puri. Or if you have not yet gone on pilgrimage, maybe a nice place in London or outside of London, in the countryside. Go into relationships, friends, partners, children, they are good relationships in the sense that there's a good communication. There are also relationships which are not so brilliant, as you say in London. Take a step back from the painting of your life and ask yourself the question, where is there room for improvement? Always have the choice. Where in my life is something, an area which I would like to improve? Almost like a painter who looks at his painting and says, here I can do better. This is good. You always have the choice. Think hard, probe hard, but then let's see what comes. Sometimes unexpected things come. Allow them to come. Thank you. time you can ask Krishna to help you improve those parts which you have identified as parts in the painting of your life, where the proportion can be better, the harmony can be better. Let's give it a little bit more time. We can just come into the normal awareness by again breathing a few times. Some of you really went deep, so I didn't attempt that. Then we will do rub your hands, please, together like this. Put them on the ice and bring them on the ice and look into the lines of your hands as if you see them for the first time. Deep, what did you, I hope you found something. Did you find something? Something was there. Kapil? Yes. Now I request you to turn to Shruti Dhamma, even you. Our beauty. Yeah, I also, once you start. Oh yeah, here is a, you can paint here also a little better. Shani, also something came up? Oh, glad. Glad. Okay, so please turn to your neighbor and just share with them what went on for you. It's nice if we talk about it and so on. We will be a little fast. 5 minutes is enough.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Krishna. So my dear devotees, I see it is getting a little late. No problem.
No problem. Sometimes we can, why always be so? But we want to come to the closure. I wanted to sing with you just a brief kirtan to conclude for five Indian minutes and 7 German minutes. This is very brief, very brief. Was it useful for you?
Yes.
Keep those things which came up, because remember, the idea is you always have the choice. Now, choice is one thing, doing is the next thing. No? You have vision, you have a vision, now you must do something to implement the vision. No? This is very important. No, it's not theory. We need practice here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Take this away. You always have a choice, and please exercise your choice in your daily life, and you will see miracles unfold. You have identified some areas where it is good to apply choice, and you will see miracles. But you need to now practice this. Thank you very much, and I hope I see all of you more during this this 1 week where I am in London. Have a nice evening, and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.